is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 16, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released May 16, 2003.
Nazarene, considering our last few questions have been weather-related, is there anyone on Earth that can control the weather like they show in some science fiction movies?
Thank goodness, Alora, no. The Olympians used to be able to control the weather somewhat with their psychokinetic abilities, but they had to have a great deal of machinery to help them do this. Their combined psychokinetic powers and the machinery allowed them to do some fantastic things with the weather that the local natives didn't appreciate too much. But thankfully, there are no people on Earth that can do things like in the movies and the comic books. That would be just a little too much for the average person to deal with. But, you know, things like that do happen sometimes. It takes hundreds of thousands of us to affect the weather. Believe it or not, moving around little grains of sand and putting them up in the atmosphere can alter the weather. If you know how to do it, you can do some incredible things by manipulating little tiny things that people don't even think about. And if you've got hundreds of thousands of spirits to do it, that can move a few grains of sand here and there and do it very rapidly, you can mess people up real, real bad. You can cause droughts. You can cause hurricanes. You can cause tornadoes. You can do all kinds of nasty things. But one person can't do it alone, Laura. It takes thousands and thousands of souls to affect the weather. Sometimes they can do a pretty damn good job of it, but it isn't easy. It is really very difficult.
Phew! That's a relief. Thanks, Nazarene. And weather permitting, we'll be back next week.
It better permit, Alora. Hopefully, things will go a little bit better this week, and I won't be so out of touch and be able to get to you and get things done sooner.
We'll be back after the break.
Greetings. This is Speaker Gerald Polly. I invite you to read my free book, The Truth Is Here, if you really want to know what's going on with aliens. It may be found at
http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/truth/forward.htm.
Jesus here. We got one of those interesting little questions that I thought I should answer. People are wondering what they should do with Lenin's body. Should it remain in the mausoleum that they have built for him on Red Square, or should it be moved someplace else? Well, Lenin says he would like to have his body put in a simple crypt somewhere on Red Square so people could still come and visit him, but he wants to get rid of this expensive mausoleum where they have him now and use it for other things. The building should be used for something more important. Perhaps he could be laid to rest by the memorial for the soldiers and people that were lost in World War II. He thinks this would be a very good idea. But he has never appreciated it that the Russian people have made him kind of a saint, that they have put his body on display and say it is incorruptible and made him somewhat of an icon, and he does not like this at all. He wants to be properly buried, and a simple crypt somewhere in Red Square would honor him very much. He would still like to be at the heart of Russia, at the heart of Moscow. He wants this mausoleum shut down because it is costing the Russian people far too much money.
We'll be back again.